1 second. Oh. Let me start recording here. All right, go ahead. Hopefully the output's set up right. If it's not, then I'll have to reset, but go ahead.
Wait, hold on. Did Farai reset this one?
Or he didn't? Don't worry about that one, actually. Okay. No matter.
Live in 5, 4, 3, 2, live.
All right, everyone. So this is Jordan, and we are on Real Estate Pros this morning. And today we have a very special guest, and that is Rebecca Hidalgo-Raines of Berkshire Hathaway Home Services. So welcome to the show, Rebecca.
Thank you, Jordan.
And today we're going to be talking on just a couple topics. Obviously, you've been in the business a long time. You can share a lot of value with the audience. But today we're going to be talking about communication and selling yourself. So one thing that I've noticed about you and other top performers just in general is that they tend to do things that the bulk of the real estate agents aren't willing to do or don't do. It's just, it's weird whenever I, not necessarily weird, I'm just, it's not too much of a surprise when I see other people doing different things that are outside of the box. You know what I'm saying? Like your green screen videos and other top performers doing video and all this kind of stuff. And it's not necessarily a surprise to me that they rise up and they dominate their space. So,
well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I totally agree with you. I think those of us who tend to excel, at least in the real estate market, are willing to do things that the bulk aren't. You know, there's that 80-20 rule, what have you, and I've said for years, I actually think it's more like 95-5 in our industry because so few people, I guess what I try to do more than anything else is I'm a total geek. I say it all the time. I study the market. I'm always trying to stay ahead of what everybody else is doing to separate myself.
Yeah.
And I think those of us who are successful at it do that.
Yeah, and sorry, I didn't do an appropriate introduction. I kind of just talked to you because I know you very well. But for those that are watching that don't know who you are, give us a little bit of your background, where you're at. And I know last year, 2016, you were number one in Berkshire Hathaway for units.
Units sold and also customer service. And I think that really goes hand in hand. We have a wonderful team that works in our office, which is huge. I want to give you kudos for how you said my name, by the way. Were you practicing that before I got
here?
Hey,
I know Spanish too, Hidalgo.
Hidalgo. Yeah, you know, that is one thing that I've been very blessed and grateful that I've had a lot of wonderful people surrounding us and helping get us to that level in our office. But more than anything, and this is when I was trying really hard to remember what I talked about on the other video, the rise and grind, because I didn't want to repeat things that I had shared in that video. But I think really the key to success in real estate is communication. So when you're asking me a topic that I wanted to talk about today, I think communication is huge. You mentioned my green screen videos, and that is one thing that I do. But communication, there's so much that you do, whether it's verbal, whether it's on camera, whether it's blogs that I write, whether it's staying connected with my database on social media. I do a ton of communication. There's a lot of nonverbal, like written stuff that I do as well. And I think that's huge because people have the ability to get to know me. And if they know me, hopefully most of my clients like me pretty well because most of them come back for more and refer me to their family members and their friends. And that's been really huge.
So what I got out of that is that people can come to know, like, and trust you as a person as you're out there just communicating in the world. People can see how Rebecca rolls, you know, what she's about, her personality. They can kind of get a feel and say, you know what? I'm going to be selling my house. I really like how Rebecca is. I like her personality, so I'm going to choose to hire her. Obviously, she's doing some things outside of the box. She's the only real estate agent that's really going hard on my, you know, on the feet, you know, like, so you're top of mind of these people.
Well, I try to stay top of mind, and that is by constantly communicating with them so they can't forget about me, you know, and then you've seen my videos. You know, I'll do some crazy stuff, like sit in a bathtub with, with a drone flying above my head, and I've jumped in a pool and cannonballed. I mean, you know, I'm always trying to stand out from the crowd, and I think that is completely huge. But more than anything, they get to know me, but I get to know them, and I care about them, and I think they realize that really quickly because it's not always what you say, but how you say it, right? And so when I say that, what I'm talking about essentially is how I make other people feel when I'm communicating with them, when I'm sharing my energy with them. They may not remember exactly what I said, but they're always going to remember how I made them feel. And I think that is huge.
Yep. And obviously, you kind of play it. I guess you dumb it down a little bit. Like, communication is huge, but you've been in the business a long time. You're very knowledgeable. You know what you're talking about. Seems like I know you're doing this this offers thing, you know, off-market deals. You know, you're kind of ahead of the curve when the majority of agents appear to be kind of a few years behind. And then in 2020, they'll be looking like 2017 today, and you'll be on to the next thing. But when it comes to – so we were talking today about communication, so you covered that pretty well. Now let's talk a little bit about selling yourself. So that was another thing we were going to touch on.
Well, and all I think is intertwined. You know, when I'm talking about selling myself, it's I communicate. You know, I pick up the phone and I call people. My husband James tells me all the time that I need to quit horsing around on my phone in the morning when I'm trying to get ready for work, and that's why I'm bolting in the door everywhere, 2 minutes late to everywhere. But I just can't seem to stop. You know, I guess I'm a crack addict when it comes to talking to people. I love people. I'm super friendly. I'm very outgoing, and you know, I'm not shy, as you can tell. I mean, it's something that I think a lot of people get drawn into and enjoy and have fun being around. My husband and I, you know, when we go out shopping for houses, it's a blast. You know, the crazy things we see while we're out there. And I think people remember that about us. And because I am constantly communicating and selling myself, like I tell agents all the time, I've been doing this 24 years now. I swear to God, I was 2 years old when I started. I don't feel that freaking old, but I am. And, you know, since day one, it's been all about really caring about people and making sure that they know that. And I'm not talking about just clients. I'm talking about colleagues. I'm talking about my agents that work for me. When I am competing, oh, my gosh, it's like my funnest thing ever. I love competing for offers for houses for my clients. And you know why? Because I win them most of the time. And that's because from the day I pick up the phone, when I'm calling to check availability on a property, I'm talking to that other agent, and I'm trying to learn what I can about them, because I know the end game is, if that's the house my client wants, I want to make sure they remember me, so that when I'm calling back presenting an offer, they're going to want to work with me. It's all about selling myself, every single facet, it's not just selling my client on why they want to work with me, it's why the other agent on the other side of the table wants to do the next deal with me. And if I take good care of that deal, guess what, when I come back around again, odds are if I have an offer and there's five other people, they've worked with me before, they're going to want to work with me again.
Yeah, and that's a good point because, you know, I'm a real estate agent. You've been an agent a lot longer than I have, and I think we've all been involved in a transaction where the other side of the table, you may be representing a buyer, the selling agent, or vice versa, where they're like part-time or completely disengaged.
Oh,
it's almost like, oh, my gosh. And then the deal falls apart because – lack of communication, you know, between that's what it comes down to.
It totally does.
So out of curiosity, just from my perspective, I see you like jumping around here. I'm sure your office sees you in and out all day. Let's talk about your day today, or what does a typical day look like for Rebecca Raines? Because, you know, I think that's important to talk about when it comes to top producers and what your days look like. I think there's a lot of misconceptions as far as what a agent should be doing or what a successful day looks like.
Gosh. Well, so. I can tell you what, I'm not kicking my feet up on the desk just like eating bonbons all day. you know, I ask anybody who works closely with me, this is my passion. This is what I do. And I think that gets conveyed through my communication skills and style. And, you know, again, it's not all verbal. It's how I make people feel. And from the moment I'm waking up in the morning, I'm usually thinking about my clients. I'm thinking about the deals I'm working on. I'm constantly working. I can't get my brain to shut off half the time. You know, I'm all the time. Like even this morning, I was negotiating a deal with another colleague who's very well known in the industry. At like 5:30 in the morning, you know, we're going back and forth on our phones, you know, trying to negotiate a deal. And I don't stop until I go to bed at night half the time. I mean, my poor husband, I fall asleep on the couch all the time because I'm so tired and wiped out by the end of the day. But that's what I enjoy doing. You know, I spend my energy working my butt off. I mean, it really,
But it's got to be something that you enjoy and you like.
But it's not work because I enjoy it.
Man, I totally feel like the same way about what I do, and my wife will tell you the same thing. I sleep on the couch way too frequently because I'm either up working too late, she doesn't want to be woken up, or whatever the case may be. But it's crazy. Like, it's weird. When you're doing something that you love, you don't mind working at 5:30.
Mm-mm.
You know, it's all half the time I'm checking my watch to make sure, you know, my wife's going to be calling me anytime. I'm going to have to leave. You know, it's not oh, my gosh, I'm here. I'm doing real estate. I hate it. You know, you're not in it for the money.
No.
You don't do it.
The money follows. Money follows. If you really love what you're doing, the money follows. And I think those people out there that are just chasing the dollar bill are the ones that are back there left in the distance because of the fact that other people know it. You know, it's being authentic, I think, is really, truly the key. Is anybody that you're communicating with. That's why you and I get along so well, you know? I mean, if you know that you dig somebody's vibe and you get along and you work well with them, whether it's the other agent on the other side of the table, the client, the person who works in your office, I mean, it just, positivity fosters more positivity, right? Deals beget deals, business begets business, and it's just, it's fun. It's addicting. It's like you say, a passion. I mean, you're guilty of it too. My poor husband, he's usually calling me, dragging me out of the house, dragging me out of the office. And he's probably laughing if he's watching right now because it's totally true. And, you know, I'm sure he knew that I was like 2 minutes late getting here. And I'm like sitting there at the stoplight.
Hey, there's already jokes going on with people. Oh, I wonder what time Rebecca's going to be in here today.
Yeah, poor Farai. He's used to me now, though. I think he enjoys it because, you know, I'll keep him on his toes, right?
That's right, man. Unpredictable Rebecca Hidalgo reigns, but passionate and on the ball. So I won't take any more of your time. We got to jump next door into the green screen room this morning, but we appreciate your time. We'll definitely have you back on the show more, maybe talking about a different topic. We know you're always in here, so I'm going to grab you. I think you're a wealth of knowledge, and I think a lot of people are get a lot of value out of your perspective and things that you know in the real estate industry. So if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, how do they get a hold of you, Rebecca?
Well, they can call my office at 480-243-4242. That's probably the easiest way to get one of my assistants to get me on the phone or set an appointment. Social media, they could call me direct, email. My website's integrityallstars.com. Tons more fun videos to check out over there that you guys have helped me produce a ton of. And I don't know. Snail mail.
Awesome. you're not opposed to anything. Billboard? No, I'm just kidding. Awesome. Well, thanks for being on the show, Rebecca.
Sure.
This is Real Estate Pros on Lister Pros TV, and we thank you guys for watching. We'll see you guys on the next episode. That was 13.